Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and blessings, and welcome to another installment of the Just for Freedom Estate. This show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author Leslie Gist, and serves as our weekly live online discussion to celebrate the African American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, black and white, who, with faith and focus, are preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, and the humanities. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of tonight's discussion by calling in with your comments or questions to 347-324-5552.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of The Gist of Freedom. I'm Shelley Gaines, your host, and tonight we have our guest finally with us. Her name is Brooke Alford. She's a violinist and quite accomplished. Brooke, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Shelley.
Hi, how are you? Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Great. Well, we had a chance to preview some of your CD in an earlier show, and I told people that we had the opportunity to have you on the show to talk about your music, your latest CD, and all that's going on in Brooke's world. So I just want to start off and say it was lovely. We really enjoyed it. Now, please pronounce the name of your CD.
The name of my CD, I'm so glad you asked, is entitled The Violsocalist, and it's an EP. And just to let you know, Shelley, I understand that most people, when they, you know, see a violin player, they automatically would call them a violinist, but I prefer to be called a violsocalist, and that means a violin player who soulfully sings through the violin. So definitely want to just create a new experience for listeners and for my fans, for even people who've already experienced the violin prior to hearing me, but just creating a new experience, because I know that everyone has, you know, some type of association when they hear the name violin or they hear the title violinist. So I just want to basically press a refresh button and just invite them to experience something new and something fresh.
Wonderful. And that's perfect. I love that. So we want to talk a little bit about how you came about selecting your songs for this. I know you did Deja Vu, which we're going to play. We're going to just give the folks a sample, but I want you to kind of introduce and talk a little bit about it before we go into the song. So the floor is yours. Tell us how you came up with it and the arrangements and everything else regarding that song.
Okay. Well, with Deja Vu, I like to call Deja Vu like the violsocalist track. Like it's a track that I definitely homed into and taken the time to home into for a few years now to create it into what is heard today. And basically, I really love Beyonce and just her as an artist and just how she just goes over the top and just goes all the way in and just her consistency as an artist. And so I chose that song because of its energy and because of how it was delivered by Beyonce. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to take this and create something really cool on the violin. And after years of really reconstructing and trying out things and just adding, you know, this creative thing, that creative thing, I have the baby, Deja Vu.
Okay. And then you also did a video. You also did a video for this too, I believe?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what was your, was it your concept, or did you just go with the director? He had a concept and basically told you what to do, or did you have some input into the creative process?
Well, basically, the video that is on YouTube right now of Deja Vu was filmed in New York City, and when we were initially filming it, it was for another project that was entitled The Which Way Show, and so basically, from the innovation of my manager, Tyrone Taylor, he said, you know what, it was really cool what you did on that snippet during the show that we were initially shooting it for. Let's create something, you know, like a video or something that your fans can really enjoy of your signature cut, since I did play that on the show for that particular shooting. So we basically did some edits on it and just took those different shots and created the overall video for it and got to feature some of the actors and dancers that were a part of that project at the time on the video.
Okay. So I believe the song will be queuing up, and we're just going to keep talking, and when the song queues up, we'll just kind of, let it play and then go into, there it is. Okay. We're going to let it play. Brooke, I tell you, that was phenomenal. I love your interpretation of that. Unbelievable.
Thank you. I appreciate
Unbelievable, I tell you. Oh, my goodness. So is that your favorite song on this CD?
Well, it's kind of hard to say favorite. I mean, I really love performing that song and just love, the energy that song brings, but I definitely enjoy all of the tracks that are on the new CD, and it's kind of hard just to say, okay, which one is my favorite, this one, that one. They're all so much fun, and they all bring their own individual, you know, just thing and their own individual ideas and energies, and I just enjoy all of them, so it's kind of hard to say.
Okay, well,
even though
how old were you?
The longest.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but how old were you when you picked up the violin?
Well, I was in grade school. I actually started performing on piano first,
okay.
And then from there, I started the violin a few years later. My mother, she's actually a professional musician.
Mm-hmm.
She plays piano, and she is a music specialist K-5 in Georgia, in Marietta, Georgia, where I was
okay.
raised. And so she basically nurtured that. My father, he's a creative individual as well. He's an educator.
Mm-hmm.
He works on the Fulton County Board of Education in Georgia, and he's an author as well as a poet. So they really appreciated the artistic side of myself and my siblings and nurtured that and really supported what we wanted to go for in the arts.
That is wonderful. Now, when did you start getting your, you know, getting paid for this and your kind of first real professional gig, so to speak? When did that happen?
Well, the funny thing is, if my uncle was on the phone, he would be like, tell him about the first time you got paid. And it was actually when I was 12 years old. And he likes to take complete credit for that because
okay.
I was actually in the Bahamas with my family on a summer vacation. And I always brought my violin with me no matter where we went, vacation or just going to grandma's house, wherever we went. And I had my violin with me. And he noticed there was a lot of people gathering around the pool. And he said, Brooke, go pull out your violin case and lay it out. And just play. And I said, really? Just play? He said, yeah, just play something you're practicing. And so I did that, and people started putting money in the case. And so I said, okay, wow, this kind of works. And so he said, there you go, your first paid gig. So that's what I will always remember unofficially. So,
after that, you were hooked, huh?
Yeah. And I really, you know, didn't, as far as, you know, something unofficial, but I would say when I was in college is when I really started performing professionally. I was performing
mm-hmm.
with orchestras then and doing private situations like weddings and whatnot within my studies and then in between studies or whatnot while I was studying at Florida State University College of Music. So that's pretty much when
mm-hmm.
I started, you know, getting the official paid situations. And then once I graduated, getting into my artistry and creating my own business and that type of thing, that branched out into something even greater.
Oh, okay. So how was your experience at Florida State? You enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd do it all over again. And they
really?
Always said, you know,
really?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm good.
I was just going to say that they always said that the college years are the best years of your life, and
mm-hmm.
you really don't know that until you get out of college. So I would definitely go back and do it again.
Wonderful. Because I only say that because I went to Florida A&M University. So I'm
okay.
very familiar.
Awesome.
Yeah, very familiar
yeah,
with Florida State. Yeah. Yeah. You Florida State folks were always on our campus. So.
Right.
But that's
good.
Great. That is wonderful. And you majored in music, I'm assuming?
Yes, I did. Violin mm-hmm. performance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, wonderful. Now we want to go into the next song we want to play is Hope. And I want to find out what was your, is that an original composition there that you?
Yes. The song
okay.
is entitled A Reason or Reason to Live, actually. And
okay.
I know in parentheses it has Hope for You. There's still hope for you. And
mm-hmm.
it is an original tune that was produced and written by Norman Bradley of BKS1
mm-hmm.
Radio. And the funny part about it is Norman had actually invited me to play a rendition of that song that he had written initially for vocals. And he said, I think it would be really cool for you to do a rendition on the violin, and
mm-hmm.
I want to include it on a compilation that we're doing, a compilation project that we're doing for the YWCA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a campaign that's entitled Rise Up Against Domestic Violence. And so I really wanted to support that cause, and I wanted to be a part of that compilation. And so we had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., and perform during the national conference for YWCA, and I had the opportunity to perform this song with the actual vocalist who's on the track, Miss Shoshana Harmon. So, yeah, we had the opportunity to do that. So that's basically what it came from, and I said, what a good idea to go ahead and put that on the track because it's or on the CD because it's so inspirational, and a lot of folks really enjoyed that song. And so I said, I got to have this on the CD.
Yeah. So, basically, it's how it arrived.
No, it's absolutely beautiful. When we previewed it on the earlier show, you know, listeners fell in love with it. So, yeah, so now I'm hopefully she's queuing up the song so that we can listen to that and then comment afterwards. So we're going to, when the music starts playing, then we'll just kind of, you know, quiet, let it play, and then come in after the song comes on. So up until then, I guess we could keep talking.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so what? Talk to me about your touring now. How are you supporting this?
Thank you.
wonderful. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And as I was asking you before, you know, when the music all of a sudden came on there, how are you supporting the CD? How are you doing performances? What are you doing?
Oh, as far as my CD or that compilation?
Uh-huh.
Or the Reason to Live?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as far as, are you making, appearances? Are you on the, maybe some of the music fests that are coming up? Are you playing for some artists? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes, absolutely. For my new CD, for the Violet Vocalist, I am doing a lot of situations and different types of events, promotional events, as well as a lot of performances happening in Atlanta in the month of June, which is my hometown and where I was raised. And so I'm going to be down there doing that and definitely sharing the new music with them. Jersey and the Northeast have actually already had a CD release party for the new CD, so it's definitely time for home to experience that as well. So continuing to, yes, perform, let everybody know about the new music, and just continue pressing forward with it.
Yes, definitely. Now, who are some of the people you played for? Because I read, you know, I want you to tell the audience, because I was really impressed, but, you know, the sounds that are coming from you.
Oh, wow. Well, I've had the opportunity to meet as well as open for some incredible artists that actually inspire me and that I was just happy to be a part of their show. But I did open for Will Downing and Najee back in 2010, and I had the opportunity to open for Paul Taylor, who is a saxophone player, smooth jazz saxophone player, Rick Braun when I performed at the Catalina Island Jazz Tracks Festival in Catalina, California. And I've also had the opportunity to work with Alex Bouillon. We actually did a collaboration together live, and it was just phenomenal. We had a lot of fun, and I'm going to be working with Alex hopefully again sometime this year. But yeah, just to name a few off the top of my head, some wonderful artists there that I have worked with.
It sounds like you're on your way. It definitely sounds
your
way. And what about the Magic Johnson Network, Aspire? I believe you're doing something with that also. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I am. And this, because I just happened to remember off the top of my head, and a new artist that I am working with now and collaborating with is Jay Rome. I want to definitely mention him. He's a vocal artist, and he actually was the winner of ABC's Duets Vocal Competition.
Okay.
And so we've had the opportunity to collaborate on a couple of occasions, and so just definitely want to mention him, and he's a phenomenal, phenomenal singer. I think that's an understatement, that word, for him, and he has an incredible spirit, so definitely wanted to mention him. But as far as the Aspire Network, I was invited to be a part of the launch for the new network and their branding and just what they represent as a whole network and wanting to show the positive end of successful Black Americans and people that are in the arts and in film.
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
invited me to do so, and I have a interview/commercial that regularly airs on the network, and it was just a really exciting opportunity to be a part of that and to constantly, you know, have people reaching out to me saying, I saw you on TV and that type of thing. So that was really fun, and glad to be a part of something that was really positive.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing for your exposure too. You know, people that might not normally get an opportunity to see you, have a chance to see you, and your work and your musicality and you know, that only helps you. So that's wonderful. You know, I know anytime you're in Mr. Johnson's sphere of a business, that's a good thing. He's so successful, you know, so you never know how to take it. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Now we're going to go back to the CD and ask you about what inspired you to do 50 Cent, the 50 Cent remake, which I absolutely love.
Yes. What inspired me to do that? Well, I think what captured me was just the whole beat. When I first heard it on the radio and when 50 Cent was saying what he was saying and just heard the beat behind it, I was like, wow, that's really catchy. And I just couldn't stop bobbing my head, couldn't stop moving to it. And I said, I want to do that. I want to do my own, you know, take on that. So mm-hmm. that's basically what I did, and I just took it, and I wanted to create something, a new twist on it, something different, biofocalist style. So
yeah.
that's basically what I did, and I liked the vocals in the background. I just liked the whole, do you think about me? Just liked it. So I said, I got to do
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be, I wanted to see, have you think you've heard it? Because, I mean, it's so hot. I was like, I'm serious. I don't know if you could tweet that out or what you could, you know. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he needs to hear your version because it's amazing. And in the process, we're going to be queuing that one up too. So, again, we're just going to keep talking until it comes on and let that play. And
okay.
I'll definitely talk with you afterwards about that. But, you know, have you ever, you know, there you go. Love it. I love it, love it, love it.
Awesome.
That is great.
Awesome.
That's great. Awesome. Awesome. Now I wanted to ask you, who are some of the artists you'd like to work with? Who's on your, like, dream list? Do you have any?
On my dream list of collaborations, I definitely have to say Beyonce, Alicia Keys. I definitely want to work with Jill Scott. Hope to get to work with Usher. I mean, that's just to name a few. Like, just artists that I look at and just view as successful and just a track that I want to be on. So just to name a few, that would be some of the artists that I would love to collaborate with.
Okay. That's great. Now, can you do all genres? You can do classical, pop, R&B, everything. You can, you know, Latin, jazz. You can play any kind of music.
I definitely like to just keep an open mind with it and just be flexible, really. I do a lot of R&B and contemporary jazz, but as far as with classical, that's my roots, and that's where it all started and branched from, and you know, all my foundation technical skills came from there, and I just branched and just went all the way in on other different types of styles. But yeah, I'm flexible with different styles, from pop to pop or whatnot. I just love music. That's what I tell folks. I just love music, and whatever the occasion calls, I just rise to it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure if we have any callers, but I just like to, you know, take this time, if there's any callers, you know, speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay. I guess there is none. Okay. And I want to also ask, now, how can someone find out what your schedule is? Do you have a website? You know, how can they find out more about you?
Yes, they can definitely go to my website, which is Brooke Alford Violin, and that's spelled BrookeAlford Violin.com, and that has the list of events that are upcoming.
Okay, and then it has, I'm sure, your management and anything else if they want to contact you and possibly book you for the event, correct?
Yes, absolutely. All of my social media, as far as names, are on there. My management contact information for any bookings or different types of events, and more information, videos, more music clips, and you can even purchase the music right on the website.
Oh, great. Okay, great. And I guess that's all your iTunes and all that, correct?
Yes, iTunes. You can also purchase my first CD, Expressions, a hard copy, or you can go to iTunes and purchase that as well. But the Biofocalist, my new EP, is available on iTunes right now if you want to get it online.
Right. Okay. Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Brooke?
Well, I just appreciate you having me on the show, Shelly. I had a lot of fun. I appreciate you, you know, just basically having me and just going through my songs and sharing them, and I'm really appreciative of that.
Well, I'm telling you, we love to actually talk with you after previewing, you know, your CD. It's wonderful. We wanted to actually hear from the artist who brings all this life and creativity and, you know, beauty into music out there. And I just, you know, I wish you the best. Truly, you're so talented. And, you know, the sky's the limit for you. And I just want to, you know, I want to see you perform with all your dream artists that you just mentioned and just having an excellent career. So all the best to Ms. Brooke Alford.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And you have a wonderful evening.
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Shelly Gaines for the Gifts of Freedom, and we'd like to thank you for listening to this edition. This book, Alfred, the vocalist, the violinist, who has the latest CD out. Enjoy and have a great evening.